Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here on Walk Your Talk with Leanne on Life Coach Radio Networks. I am so privileged to be here with you at the start of a new year. Can you even believe it? We are at 2014. We are walking smack dab into the middle of another year. We are shelving 2013. You know, for me, 2013 was a pretty fantastic year. It had tremendous challenges. It had tremendous victories. Lots of really cool things happened in my world in 2013, as I'm sure it did in yours. And one of those was joining up with Life Coach Radio Networks. We are a group of over 40 coaches on three different networks, which is incredibly fantastic. You are listening live to Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach on Life Coach Radio Networks. And we also have an international Life Coach Radio Networks as well as Life Coach Chat. And it is an incredible privilege to be joined with all of these coaches from all over the world, actually, that bring quality shows to you almost every day here on the network to inspire you, challenge you, stretch you, grow you. Sometimes we make you laugh. Sometimes we might bore you to sleep. I hope not. And sometimes we may make you cry and really allow for some self-reflection. And so I am here to be of complete service to my listeners and to the community to really bring you quality shows. You know, my goal is to bring people on my show who really are walking their talk. You know, a lot of people can say a lot of things. They can commit to a lot of things, but in actuality, walking those declarations out for them is an incredible challenge, and they don't often see it through to completion. And so as the Walk Your Talk coach, that is my goal, that's my desire, that's my passion, is to help people really step into their best lives and start doing what it is they've been talking about doing for their whole lives. So I am the CEO of Legacy Now Lived, and also I am the creator of the Heirloom Coaching Process, and my heart and desire is really to help those who have been touched by the tapestry of adoption to really embrace who they are and get those unanswered questions that kind of keep needling them on and off over the course of their lives to really embrace it, embrace their story, and walk forward and build healthy relationships and connections. I like to say kind of building bridges and not walls in their lives. So that's me, the Walk Your Talk Coach. Again, I thank you so much for being here on Life Coach Radio Networks with us. I want to offer up to you a guest call-in number. If you would like to call in and interact with myself or my amazing guest, Russ Terry, I want to offer that number up to you. And that number is 646-716-9397. And without any further ado, I want to take an opportunity to introduce you to my amazing guest and fellow coaching colleague, Mr. Russ Terry. Russ is the creator and executive producer of our Life Coach Radio Network, which is pretty amazing here on Blog Talk Radio. He is also the founder of Life Coach Television Network on YouTube. And Russ is writing, or has written, we're going to hear more about this, his very first book. And it is called My Gratitude Journal, 365 Days of the People and Things I'm Grateful For and the Lessons You Can Learn from Them. And we are looking forward to a release date here early in 2014. And so, Russ, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Leanne, it is so great to be on with you. And I can't believe that we have never done a show together in our 8 months of being on Life Coach Radio Networks. So what a great way for both of us to start this year by working with each other and talking about my favorite topic. I'm going to be use my Oprah voice, gratitude.
Excellent. Gratitude is one of my favorite topics as well, Russ. And I was so encouraged to meet you at the start of my radio career and have the opportunity to come on with you onto your network. And it is just a real privilege and honor to have you on, and me too, right? We've spoken on the phone, we have chatted, but we have never done a radio show together. And so how much more fun is it to launch into 2014 talking about a topic that both you and I are extremely passionate about, and you have taken the leap and written a book on this topic, which, kudos to you, that is a huge undertaking. And Russ, I would love to hear about what gave you the inspiration to write a book about gratitude.
So thank you. It is a huge undertaking, as I'm learning, not only writing the book, but the editing process, which is what I'm in now. And I actually stayed in on New Year's Eve so I could get more of my book done, because I want to get it off to the publisher within the next couple of days. But the inspiration came so late in 2011. I read a book called Six Simple Rules for a Better Life by David Singer. He said one of his six rules was to read more. And I thought, you know what? That's an excellent idea. I'm trying to help people change their lives. I should be more well-read. So I read his book, and I said, I want to read a book a month and have a book of the month on my radio show, just like my idol, Oprah, used to. And then the next book was this book called The Fearless Factor by a woman named Jacqueline Wales. I met her in October here in New York City at an International Coach Federation meeting. And I went up to her and said, I'd love what you have to say. I'd love to have you on my radio show. She said yes. So I figure, okay, let me get crack in and read her book. And I read her book, The Fearless Factor, which is amazing. And in it, she says that everybody should keep a gratitude journal. And somehow the light bulb went off in my head, and I had the idea that, you know what, let's take this a step further. I want to keep a journal, but I want to make a book out of it. And Leanne, as you know, you and I went through the same life coach training program. I had a webinar, a teleconference training session, probably summer-ish 2011, talking about writing a book. It was by Rick Clemens, who I think is also a graduate of our program. And at the time, I had no idea that I was going to write a book, but I figure, well, let me attend this training so that I know what I'm doing if I were to start it. So that planted the seed in my head. And then when Jacqueline wrote on her pages about keeping a gratitude journal, boom, the light bulb went off. And here I am. Here I am.
Wow. That is quite a journey that you have been on, Russ. And it all started by being sparked by a book that you read. That's amazing. Right.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. And so many people, right, we don't read books like we should. And I've heard that same challenge, you know, read a book a month. Read a book a month, and you really kind of stepped in and decided with all of your self-improvement stuff you've been doing and really wanting to be of service to your coaching clients by being more versed and more well-read. And so kudos to you for that. Not only did you stop at the six simple rules, but you went on to the fearless factor and then went on to write your own. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, what do each of us want our legacy to be? You know, when we're on our deathbed, do we want to say, you know what, I spent so much time with the people I cherished. It was so lovely. I strived to improve myself. Or, you know, sometimes one of my tips as it relates to time management is, for instance, limit the time that you are on social media. You know, social media is fun, don't get me wrong, but it can be addicting. And I don't think anybody on their deathbed has ever said, gosh, I wish I was on Facebook more, you know?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, it's really true. And it's, you know, life is about relationships. And part of that stems, you know, when we're looking at our different relationships, oftentimes, you know, we're just coming off a holiday. Right, we're coming off of Christmas and New Year, and there's probably a lot of people that spend a lot of time with family and friends, and Some of those people, maybe they weren't the most excited to be with, but some of them they couldn't wait to get with them, and they didn't want to leave. They wanted more time, right, to spend with them because they were so grateful and thankful for the time that they were able to spend together. And so when we look at that whole idea of relationships and gratitude and connection and legacy, right, it all really is woven together into a really beautiful picture. And, you know, that's so fun that you brought up legacy and, you know, when we're on our deathbeds and we're thinking back over our lives, what are we reflecting on and focusing on? And that's a lot of the work that I do as well in my Legacy Now Lived, is really helping people live today the legacy that they want to leave when they are gone, and not to be afraid to do that. And so, Russ, it sounds like you have lived a pretty grateful life as far as, you know, you're a really up guy. And so who in your life has really shown you or been an example to you of gratitude?
So it's funny that you say that, because in the process of writing this book, I became so much more grateful for my mom for instilling this in me. And every year at Thanksgiving, she makes us go around the table and say what we're grateful for. And, you know, prior years, we would all kind of roll our eyes a little bit and, you know, grudgingly do it. And now that I've had this transformation since last Thanksgiving, because I started writing the book last Christmas, I couldn't wait to answer this year and to hear everyone else's answer and to literally do what she has been having us do, but instead do it every day, and come up with 365 different people and things that I'm grateful for. And it's certainly easy in the beginning. There's, you know, low-hanging fruit that you're grateful for, you know, family, my health, my friends, etc. Once you get past that, it does get a little bit harder to come up with things that you're grateful for. However, once you start training your brain to be aware of all the incredible things that are in our lives, oh my God, this stuff, it's flowing like a river. That's how many great things there are. And even after the 365 things I've identified, there are more things that keep coming. Just like before we went on the show, you said a great little prayer just reflecting on what we were about to do. And that's something that I haven't been grateful for yet over the course of the year, but now that's a great gratitude extra, as I like to call it, something else that I'm grateful for that I didn't necessarily come across or feel grateful for last year, but it doesn't mean that it's not worthy of being recognized. So I know that's a long answer to your question, but definitely my mom instilled that in me, even if I wasn't necessarily grateful for it at the time.
Wow. Russ, that is so beautiful, and I really appreciate you sharing your heart. You know, oftentimes we miss opportunities to be grateful and to share our love and appreciation for the people in our lives, and sometimes that happens at a funeral. And you just gave, you know, this huge, beautiful gratitude to your mom and to your family here live on the Walk Through Talk Coach. It is forever going to be recorded now, right? It's going on iTunes. It's going on my website. It's probably going to go on yours. And that is a beautiful record that you are, you know, publicly stating so boldly. I just really respect that. And so thank you for sharing your heart in that with me. I just feel like that was just a real sacred space. And, you know, kudos to your mom for having you guys go around the table at Thanksgiving while you were growing up and later, and really allowing you that opportunity to express gratitude, whether you rolled your eyes or not, right? It was a seed, right, that was planted in your life. And that's super cool. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
And, you know, Yeah, and you know, you brought up a really great point as well, Russ, that when people think of gratitude, they often focus on Thanksgiving, right? It's a holiday. It's a day set aside to focus on gratitude, to focus on being thankful. We're kind of pushed and enforced, right, to think about being thankful. And it really sounds like you have taken the opportunity starting last Thanksgiving to not just express gratitude and a thankful heart on Thanksgiving, but to continue that throughout the whole year. And so I would love to ask you a question that's kind of burning in my heart right now. What is different for Russ Terry today on January 2nd, 2014, because of writing your 365 days of gratitude? What's different for you now than a year ago?
I have literally trained my brain and transformed myself from a pretty positive person to an exponentially more positive person. So some of the things I've been grateful for this last year have stuck with me and will stick with me forever. And they're as simple as arriving home safely at the end of a day, or them paving the street that I take to get to my home, or cheese curls, which, you know, cheese curls are not the most insightful thing, but the one day in particular I had some, and I don't normally eat them, so I was so incredibly grateful for them. And it's just a perfect example that it can be something deep and insightful, and it can be something simple and fun and everywhere in between. And now you better believe that every time I get home, every time I take that newly paved road, every time I see or eat or see someone else eating cheese curls, I smile and think, yes, gratitude is great. And when you focus on it for an extended period of time, you can really transform your life and just be so incredibly happy with all that life bestows on you.
Wow. Yeah, awesome. You know, I'm thinking about a quote. For Christmas, we just traveled to Texas to see my amazing daughter and her husband, and we had the opportunity to go down to the JFK Memorial down on the grassy knoll. And so I kind of have JFK on my head and in my heart right now. But he said a quote that encompasses a lot of what you just shared. And so I'd like to just share that with you. And what I want you to think about, Russ, that I'd love for you to answer for me and for our listeners is, why is gratitude so important? And so I'm going to share this quote. It says, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And that was John F. Kennedy said that. And so when you think of the word now, Russ, gratitude, what really bubbles up for you after this 365 days? What emotion? Let's start there. What emotion comes up for you?
True happiness and joy, higher than I have ever felt before.
Wow, that's like huge. That's a huge awareness piece right there. So
tell
us more about that.
Yeah, so it's amazing when you identify the people and things that you're grateful for, you're forever bonded with them in an amazing way. So whether it's one of our Life Coach Radio Network's colleagues who coached me on something that I was going through, and just the process of writing it down, documenting it, typing their name. Now, because I'm writing a book, obviously, I've read and reread and reread that entry a million times along with all the others. So it's cemented to me in my head just how all of the people I've mentioned, and I mention, I think, 125 or so people in the book, some of them multiple times, it really cements for me the special thing that they did or the special things they did for me this past year. And it's there documented in black and white. I can read it. They can read it. People we both know can read it. And hopefully be inspired to stop and be grateful in their own lives and to also create situations, which I think is key, create situations where you can be grateful. You know, don't just be sitting at home not enjoying life, but get out there, live, be a friend, love, volunteer, just do all sorts of amazing things, and great things will happen that you can be grateful for.
I love that, Russ, you know, creating situations, because, you know, oftentimes people are not going to come and take us by the hand and say, well, you need to go with me to volunteer. You need to go, you know, oftentimes people are not going to grab us and take us somewhere to create a situation in our life. We're really responsible, aren't we, Russ, to provide service, to provide opportunities for us to really fully live our lives and get out there in the world and make an impact.
Yeah, and it's just I focus on the positive in every situation. For instance, I was in Montreal for New Year's Eve. It was cold as anything up there, and I feel like it's always cold whenever I go up there. And the way I looked at it was, you know what, it's cold as heck up here. I don't even want to go outside on New Year's Eve. I'm going to stay in and work on my book. And that was my gift to myself as a great way to end an excellent year and an incredible way to start what I know will be another amazing year. And when you are focusing on the positive and being grateful for whatever is happening in your life, i.e. the frigid temperatures in Montreal, then you can just say, okay, what's the positive in this situation? And that's what I'm going to focus on.
Right. It's like, how is the situation for me? Right? So when you're looking at your cold weather in Montreal, it's like, well, how is that for me? Ooh, this provides me with an opportunity to buckle down, hunker down, and work on my book and get the editing that I want to do, because you do have this gift to give the world. That's an incredible amount of dedication that you have given in this process. And so if you were to define the word gratitude, Russ, after spending 365 days focusing on it, how would Russ Terry define the word gratitude?
Oh, my gosh, that's such an excellent question. Nobody has ever asked me that, and I've done multiple interviews about the topic. So now I better be ready with a good answer, right?
Hey, there you go.
I think it's really being truly present and aware to all the amazing people and things life has to offer, and stopping to enjoy them, to recognize them, and to be happy that they're in your life.
Beautiful. You know, we take a lot for granted. And so what I heard you say in your definition of gratitude was, you know what, doggone it, I'm not going to take anything for granted anymore. I'm going to stop and I'm going to look around. I'm going to see the beauty. I'm going to notice colors. I'm going to notice smells, all of that kind of stuff. That I really heard you, you know, I heard that come out in you is, I'm not taking anything for granted anymore.
No, nothing, not taking anything for granted. That's well said. I don't remember saying that, but if you say I said it, then I say kudos to both of us for bringing that
not
out.
That you use, yeah, not that you use those exact words, but that was the impression. You know, if I were to encompass what you said, Russ, that's just what bubbled up for me as you were sharing.
Excellent summary. So. Yeah, no,
cool.
Thank you, seriously.
Absolutely. Well, I am in gratitude to you. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to even express and talk about this topic. You know, it is it's a beautiful time of year to stop and reflect and decide where we're going. You know, a lot of people make resolutions, set intentions, all of those kinds of things, but we don't often stop and take a look at our lives and really appreciate what's going on around us, because we spend so much time this time of year setting goals for the future that we stop living in the present, right? And so when we are saying, oh, I can't wait till I lose those 25 pounds, or I want a better relationship with my spouse or with my kiddos, or, you know, I'm going to be more disciplined with my time, we're not really allowing ourselves to step into that gratitude of realizing that every day that we're given is a gift, and that it's okay to celebrate today in the midst of setting our goals or our intentions for the year to come. And so, you know, what a great opportunity to be able to do that and really, you know, carve out this special hour to focus in on gratitude. And, you know, Russ, you said something that really struck me as well at the beginning of our conversation about how your life has changed since you set off on this gratitude journey. You said that you are experiencing so much more joy now. And so, yeah. And, you know, we have a couple of callers on. I just want to make sure, Russ, that they don't want to chime in. Do you mind if I just for a second bring them on in case they want to here?
Give you a chance to gather your thoughts?
Okay, cool. Let me just double check that they may have a question for us. So 215, you are live if you would like to share something with Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach, or my fellow colleague, Russ Terry. Okay, very good. Put you back on, and I am looking here now. We have got 860. You are live if you would like to share a thought or ask a question.
Hey, Leanne and Russ, it's Mandy. How are you?
Mandy,
hey.
Happy New Year.
Same to you guys.
Happy New Year, Mandy.
I was having a little trouble with the computer, but I did actually want to call in anyway and just, you know, and thank Russ in this, you know, place of gratitude, to thank him for his vision and then the courage to follow that vision for starting the Life Coach Radio Network and bringing all of us together and giving us a forum to, you know, be able to do the work we love. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
That is so awesome, Mandy. Thank you so much for calling in, and Happy New Year to you. And it's so great that you took some time to listen in today and to call in. I, too, am full of gratitude to Russ for starting this network and opening it up to all of us. You know, here I am. I am coming live from Los Alamos, New Mexico. And Russ, let our listeners know where you're coming from.
Jersey City, New Jersey, overlooking the Big Apple.
Woohoo. And Mandy?
I'm coming from snowy Connecticut.
Well, there you go. And, you know, how grateful am I that here we are, coaches from all over the U.S., being able to come live and express our gratitude. How fun is that? You know, that's something to be very, very thankful for, is that we have this digital audio age where we can all come together and really make an impact and an impression on the lives of so many. And I know both of you have truly blessed my life, and I consider both of you just such a gift to me. So thank you for being on my show today. What a blast.
Well,
hey, Mandy, I'm at the bottom of the hour, and I was going to plug your show for tomorrow, so why don't you do it since you're live?
Oh, geez. Well, yeah, and this is one of those things where this is totally unplanned.
It is.
Yes. Tomorrow at noon, I'm going to be doing the show of If Not Now, Then When. Just sort of talking about, you know, taking on this new year in regards to looking at all the things we've been talking about wanting to do, you know, all those things that we've meant to accomplish, and, you know, like writing a book and all those kinds of fun things. But, you know, to take on 2014 of, you know, let this be the year, because if you're not going to do it now, then when are you going to do it? So that's what I'll be talking about tomorrow at noon. Thank you for that.
Excellent. Absolutely. Thanks, Mandy. And we do have, I'm going to take just an opportunity here and let you know about a couple of the other shows that we have coming up here on Life Coach Radio Networks. As Mandy just shared, she is going live tomorrow at noon with Train Your Brain and Up Your Game with Coach Mandy. And so you will want to tune in to that show. Also on the 5th of January at 9 p.m., you can tune in live for Mark My Words with Life and Business Coach Mark Shaw. You won't want to miss that. And then again on the 7th of January, it is Fun to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. And the next time that you can hear Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach, is on the 16th of January. That will be a fabulous show as well. And I invite you all to join us then. So fantastic. Thank you for that commercial announcement. If you would like to call in and chat with Russ or myself, again, listeners, the call-in number is 646-716-9397. Fantastic. And so, Russ, as we continue our talk on gratitude and the importance of keeping a gratitude journal, as I really encourage a lot of my clients to do, and I try to do it as well in my personal life, if I don't write it down, I'm at least saying it out loud to somebody, whether it be my husband, Dwayne, or a friend that I am journeying with. I do try to express some sort of gratitude each day, and it really impacts my life as well. I think it unlocks the fullness of life. It allows me to be happier and more joy-filled. And Russ, I think that you have experienced that this past year. As you had shared with us that you come from a place of extraordinary joy now that perhaps was new for you. And when you share that you have more joy now than you have ever had before because of doing this gratitude journal for a year, what ways have you been able to express that joy to the people around you?
Well, one instance is this week. I've been reaching out to everyone who's mentioned in the book just to make sure they're okay with being included and, if necessary, if they want to see the verbiage as it relates to them before I send it to the publisher. So certainly reaching out to the 120-some people over the course of the last couple days, as you can imagine, a lot of people are really honored and excited, and I didn't mention them. That was the thing I was grateful for, so that's why I mentioned them. I didn't mention them to get the accolades, et cetera, but it's been really nice to experience that the last couple days, and I think, you know, there are so many times that we have a thought, and in this case, it's being grateful for someone, but we don't always say it. So as you know, I've been spending the last year writing it, and now this week saying it, and in a couple months it'll be in print for somebody to sit in their favorite comfy chair or on the subway or wherever they love to do reading to read about where they're mentioned, where people they know might be mentioned, or where nobody they know is mentioned, but they still are inspired anyway.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and what a gift that you're giving, not only yourself and your family, but the people that have impacted your life and really made an impression on you. You know, they often say that people come into our lives, they come and go. And some people leave just a huge impression, and other people you don't even know that they were really interacting with you. And what an amazing gift that you're giving so many people, the 125 that you are expressing gratitude from in your journal. You know, what a cool experience that must be for you to contact them in these last couple of weeks and, you know, not only ask their permission, but really, you know, have that further connection with them. It's a real relationship builder, it sounds like.
It really is. I think it takes our relationship to the next level, a higher level, a better level. And, yeah, I can't wait. There were a few people that wanted to see what I wrote, but for the most part, people trusted my judgment, and I can't wait for them to see what I wrote and to hear what they think about it and to witness this hopefully becoming a movement that, well, wow, Russ recognized me. He was grateful for me for something I did. So now I'm going to take it a step further and recognize somebody else for something that they did. And that person recognizes someone else. And fast forward in the year, however many years or months or whatever, hopefully the world is a better place as a result of this book.
Absolutely. What a beautiful intention. You know, there's another quote that I really love, and it's feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it
yes.
to someone.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's so huge. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot to say thank you to somebody or to thank God. You know, I'm kind of a spiritual gal. I pray. I'm a praying gal. I give a lot of gratitude, you know, to my God for everything that he's given me and for the people that he has allowed me to be in relationship with, whether that be my biological family, because I'm an adoptee. I have 4 different moms, you know. How cool is that? Not many people can say they're really thankful for 4 different moms, but I am. And, you know, it's one of those things that doesn't take a lot. Right, to tell someone, thank you so much for touching my life in this way. And you have taken that time to do this to so many people. Russ, I can't imagine the ripple effect that is going to happen because of your book and you putting this down in print. You know, it was a pretty courageous thing to be able to do, to stop and make a commitment to focus on gratitude for an entire year. That's like every day, 365 days, you purpose, right? I want to ask you another question, and I want to know, what was one of your biggest challenges in coming up with 365 hearts of gratitude?
I think just, you know, living a busy life as it is, making sure that I stopped to think of something every day and then not just think of something but do control F in my Word document to make sure that I hadn't identified it already, because I wanted to make sure I had 365 unique different things. And then there was the process, okay, so that I first identified the idea, and then what I would typically do is go back, say, on a flight sometime when I had uninterrupted time, and then write the paragraph or 2 paragraphs and the lesson that went along with each idea. So that was working well up until, let's say, August or so. It was never more than a month behind, et cetera. Well, then all of a sudden, August was my last flight of the year. I had done a lot of traveling over the course of 2013. And then fast forward to November, and I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't written anything since August. What am I going to do? I'm meeting with my editors mid-November. So I literally had to get up in the morning every day, and before I did anything else, write for 90 minutes, 2 hours, and I had a very strict schedule that I was on that, okay, I need to write half a month today and half a month tomorrow and another half a month the next day. And then lately, this last week or so, in the editing process, my publicist and my editors will have changes, and sometimes those changes are, you know, for instance, I have 212 lessons learned in the book. And my publicist, Krista Knoll, she's amazing. She said, oh, you know what, the lesson learned would look better if you broke it out with an arrow and, you know, made it its own little paragraph. So, oh, my gosh, I have to break this out 212 times. This is taking forever, you know. Or God forbid, in the lessons, which are numbered 1 to 212, if I duplicated one, that would mean that I had to get rid of the second time I mentioned it, which means I would either have to change all the numbers after that because the numbers changed or come up with a new lesson. So this editing process these last few weeks, I finished writing it on December 9th. The editing process has been, it's a lot of work, I'm not going to lie, but I know I'm going to be so incredibly proud of myself once it's done and off to the publisher in the next few days.
Well, congratulations. That's an incredible amount of dedication. And, you know, I would love for you to be able, you had shared that you did 365 gratitudes and you had several lessons learned. So what else is in this book can we look forward to besides those two?
Yeah, so I want to read maybe a passage or two to you. So I know we talked before we went on the air. What's a big date in your life?
Oh, wow. A big date in my life was the day that I was born. Which is when? It is May 20th.
Okay.
And,
so this
you know,
is...
that's a huge day for me. Do you have that where you can tell me what you wrote
on
that day?
Ooh. The crazy thing is, on April 20th, 1 month before that, I mentioned adoption. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's really crazy. Well, how about you share? Yeah, sure. Can you share both of those with us?
Yeah, so I'll share April 20th and May 20th. So April 20th, today I visited my sister and her kids for my nephew's 4th birthday party. My schedule changed last minute, which allowed me to sleep over and get a ton of really great bonding time with him and his big sister and my little sister. I'm so happy these precious children are in our lives. They're both adopted, him from South Korea and her from China. It's shocking that people would give up these incredible little people. Anyone who's Facebook friends with me knows they're just the cutest things ever. It's awesome being around them and being made to feel like I am their favorite uncle.
Wow. That is so beautiful, and wow, so international adoption has touched your family. So your family also has been touched by the heart of adoption, and an international adoption on top of that is a really, it's just huge. And so when you look into their little eyes and spend time with them, I bet you can't even imagine what life would be like without them there.
I can't, and it was so great seeing them last week for Christmas, and I usually sleep over there at least one night while I'm home, and my sister said the 26th at dinner, Sean, the 4-year-old, said, "Can Uncle Russ come back for dinner so I can say goodbye to him?" Which is just the cutest thing ever because, you know, we didn't get to say goodbye Christmas night because, you know, he just went to bed and they were up and out the door before I woke up the next morning. So to just know that I've touched the little guy's life and his sister's life, and they've certainly touched my life significantly, and I'm just super grateful that I get to experience them.
Wow, that is such a beautiful gift. And, you know, being an adoptee myself and knowing the power that and the love that flows out of aunts and uncles, you know, it's amazing the love that flows out of parents. You know, that goes without saying. But that extended family, you know, I have some real key aunt and uncles in my life, Russ, that even to this day I'm in close contact with. They are still impacting my life on a regular basis. You know, my auntie never misses my birthday. She never misses a holiday. I get a card from her for every occasion, and I have since I was a little girl. And, you know, going to visit them and spending time with them was such an incredible joy as I was growing up. And so I really appreciate you sharing that. That was an unexpected gift that you just gave me. And, you know, really know that your nieces and nephews, they cherish you, and they do look up to you, and you have an incredible opportunity and privilege to not only speak into their lives, but to really impact them for eternity. So how cool is that, that you have the opportunity to have a relationship with them and celebrate with their family? So thank you for sharing that beautiful gift with us. And so now I'm anxious to hear, what about May 20th, my birthday?
Oh, my gosh.
What do you have on that day?
The May 20th is about a birthday, which it's so funny that that's your birthday. And I can't tell you how many times when somebody picks the date, you know, I'll be talking to somebody about this, whether for an appearance or just a friend or whatever, and they'll pick a day. And 9 times out of 10, the entry from that day has a huge significance in their life, which is so freaking cool.
That's really cool.
I know. All right, so May 20th. Last night I had dinner with my friend Jay Moore. He mentioned something called a birthday epiphany. Every year on the anniversary of the day he was born, he reflects on his current life status and thinks hard about what changes for the good he can make to live a more optimal life. I love this idea. What a great way to check in with yourself. Lesson number 94, what's your birthday epiphany going to be this year?
No way.
How funny is that?
I totally love that, Russ. And you know what I'm hearing? Your heart just come through. You know, I have been privileged now to just hear 2 days out of your 365, and my heart is overflowing with gratitude for you expressing yourself and your gifts to this world, as well as getting a glimpse into your life. And it really, you know, it's a great opportunity, each one of us, myself as a radio host and coach and listeners, I want to encourage you to take this day, if it's not your birthday, take this day and really reflect on how can I be living an optimal life and why am I not doing that? Russ, that's just a gift that you've given us all, a huge bonus today on the 2nd of January 2014 to really stop and reflect. Well, thank you for that. That's super cool. And, you know, I'm going to claim that for this year on my birthday. My birthday holds a lot of significance for me, as I'm sure you can imagine. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that have been touched by the heart of adoption that don't like to celebrate their birthdays because it's a real painful time for them. And Russ, you know, I'd like to hear your thought on that after doing 365 days of gratitude. What would you say to some of our listeners who have been touched by the heart of adoption where birthdays are really, really hard for them?
Well, you know, I can't empathize with what they have gone through because I have not gone through it. So let me just start by saying that. But that said, I'm a firm believer in focusing on the present and being fully in the present. I also am a huge believer in the Serenity Prayer. And I know you're a religious and spiritual person too. The Serenity Prayer, of course, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And people who are adopted can't change the fact that they are adopted. And if they can get to the point where they can have serenity with the adoption and with that the painful memories happened, but then have the courage to change the things they can. And maybe for them, that means starting this year, 2014, that their birthday is a good day. It's not the bad day, the painful day that it's been up until this point, but it's a chance for them to have, as Jay Moore says, a birthday epiphany and to really reflect on where their life is at this point and what they want to do differently over the course of the next year.
Absolutely. Well said. Because we do, you know, you expressed in that comment, Russ, and I really appreciated it, you know, we have a choice to make, don't we, about how we're going to view our life events. And I think with your 365 Days of Gratitude book that you have compiled, you are providing a real opportunity for those of us who will be reading your book to make the choice to focus on gratitude and being thankful for the situations in our lives and the things around us, rather than looking at maybe the more negative side of the situation?
Exactly. Exactly. And one other quick point that I think my journey was just being super aware of my surroundings over the course of the last year. So Jay probably said this to me in passing while we were having dinner and may not have thought much of it. But for me, I thought, oh my God, that's such a fantastic idea. I want to write about it. And I did. And it's funny, you know, he was one of the ones that wrote back and said, you know, what was it that I said, or, you know, how am I included? So I sent him that entry. But I think it's just a great example to really be aware of the people in our life, be aware of the things that they're saying, and really allow that tap on the shoulder from God when they say something really amazingly insightful, allow it in and allow it to change our life.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the power of our word is really, really huge, Russ. You know, and when you, even on all of your conversations that you've been able to have with the people who have impacted your life this past year, you are giving them the gift of your word by affirming them and really honoring them for the impression that they made on our lives or on your life. You know, it's really amazing. Some people don't realize that the words that they say and the smile or the lack of smile on their faces, or even the words that they don't say, the words that they withhold, those can really have a huge impact on the people around them. And it's a, you know, you're offering all of us just a real opportunity to start speaking and using our voices to affirm and acknowledge the people that are really making a difference in our lives as we do this journey called life. Because sometimes the journey called life is kind of challenging. And there are other days where we really believe that it couldn't get any better than it is today. You know, it was funny when we started our conversation, Russ, today, you asked me how things were going, and I'm like, never better. That's just kind of how I'm walking into 2014, is really looking at it as a year of opportunities. And my impression or my intention for the year is really to impact the world around me in a positive way as the world around me has impacted me, and really give back the gifts that I've been given. And this gift that you're giving the world through the book that you've written is an incredible opportunity for you to raise awareness with all the people in your life, as well as, I hope, the thousands who buy your book. And how cool is that? So when, tell us, Russ, when are you expecting the release?
Yes. So hopefully the book will be out in early to mid-March. I, as you can imagine, am trying to get it off to the publisher just as quick as I can, because I want everybody to read it. It. You know, it's crazy. I got chills in reading those two entries to you just now, even though I've seen them in black and white on my computer dozens of times over the course of the last year. So you can imagine the impact that those two entries plus 363 others are going to have on people. So I'm really excited about that. So hopefully early to mid-March, I'm up to 169 copies pre-sold. So people that have said, oh my gosh, I want to buy the book, let me know when it's out. And as my Uncle Fred, who passed away a long time ago, used to say, you better believe that I have spreadsheet of every single person who said that and how many copies they're buying. And once it's available for sale, I'll be getting in touch with everyone. So I'll give my email address at the end. The other thing that I want to make sure we talk about, if that's okay, is now that I've gone through this process, I want to encourage others to do the same. So my second book is going to be an anthology from 10 or 15 others who have undergone the gratitude project that I've undergone and documented what they're grateful for an entire year. And each of those 10 or 15 people will write a chapter in my next book talking about how this 365-day gratitude project has transformed their life. So I'm super excited about that too, and would definitely love if people are interested in becoming part of this gratitude project and being in my next book, if they get in touch with me and we can get the ball rolling and establish their baseline and get them started on their first day.
Oh, what a fantastic idea. Boy, the gifts just keep on giving with you, Russ. You are an incredibly generous man, very, very creative. And you can really see how this gratitude journal impacted your life in such a huge way because of the encouragement that you're giving to all of us to step into that same journey, right? Because opening up our eyes, being more aware, being more connected with our present day and not living in the past, not living in the future, but really celebrating each day for what it is. And just really, it's almost like you inhale and exhale gratitude. And what a great gift. I love that. And I want to know more about that because I may very well want to be a part of that book. So we'll stay in touch with that. I love it. And, you know, we are almost to the top of the hour, Russ. And, you know, I am full of gratitude that you were able to be here with me on Walk Your Talk with Leanne on Life Coach Radio Networks. And it's just such a privilege. I just hear your excitement for your book. I hear your heart for gratitude and for other people. It just comes through so incredibly obvious to me, just very genuine, very authentic. And so thank you for showing up here with a heart of gratitude on my show.
Thank you. And thank you for saying that I am genuine. That's actually in the book too, and I take that as a really high compliment. So I really appreciate you sharing it. I think if people say that we are genuine, that's a really amazing thing. That means you see me, and it's the true me, and I make you feel like I am sharing my true me with you and not holding anything back. And that's, I really think, what the book's about. There are things in there that I share that are less than positive, things I'm not proud of, et cetera, but I felt as if it was important to share that stuff too and not just paint a 100% positive, rosy picture. But I'm also documenting what I'm grateful for about that situation and the lesson I learned and how going through that situation made my life better.
Right. So, Russ, before we sign off, I would love it. Is there one that stands out in your mind? Because, you know, a lot of people can think, oh, you know, everybody's always so happy and I always have to be positive, but that's, you know, that's not real life, right? There are challenges that come up in our lives, and I really appreciate your vulnerability in sharing the fact that, you know, not everything has been rosy for Russ, right, in 2013. And so I would be really honored if you would share one more excerpt with us of maybe a time that was a real challenge for you and then a lesson learned. Give us a taste of what that looks like.
Okay, so November 18th. Today, I am grateful for forgiveness. This weekend, I did something that in hindsight, I wish I hadn't. A few years ago, after I made a mistake that I was upset about, my friend Sean James said, you know what your problem is, Russ? You're human. We make mistakes. That wise advice, while we were sitting in the car in traffic, has stayed with me. So back to this weekend, I was again upset at my actions and for the last couple days was worried that my BFF, who was with me at the time, Frenchie is his nickname, he's from Paris, was also very upset. he was that night momentarily, but then, as I found out today, he quickly forgave me. I felt so incredibly relieved. Lesson number 200. Forgiveness is such a great virtue to have. Are you blessed with it? Do you use it? Holding on to anger and or resentment hurts you primarily, not the other person.
Wow. Thank you for your vulnerability and honesty there. You know, it is so true. We can be so in bondage by unforgiveness, by just the different wrongs that are in this world. And by not letting those things go, we are the one who remains trapped, not the people that are all around us. Thank you for sharing that. You know, these are those extraordinary moments in life that we don't oftentimes get to have. And you have provided me with a real joyful hour of focusing in on gratitude, the value of gratitude. You know, listeners, you have been privileged to hear from Russ Terry and from me, Leanne Parsons, and we are so grateful that you have taken some time to listen in with us on Walk Through Talk with Leanne. And, you know, Russ, what's really coming up for me in hearing you share is that your focus on gratitude this past year has dramatically changed your life. It has changed your focus. It's affected the choices that you make, the people that you spend time with, and it sounds like your love tank is full and it's just flowing out to other people. And that is one of the greatest benefits that perhaps you have experienced while writing your gratitude journal. How true is that?
Yeah, it's so true. It's been an amazing, incredible year, emotional, but in a really great way. And I can't wait for people to hopefully read the book. So if they've been inspired by listening to this and want to be on the list for me to notify them once the book is ready for purchase in a couple months, they can just send me an email, russ@russterrylifecoach.com. That's Russ, R-U-S-S, at Russ Terry, T as in Thomas, E-R-R-Y, lifecoach.com, and I will be more than happy to add them to the list and to hopefully inspire them once they read it.
Thanks, Russ. Great. And again, thank you. We are, I can't even believe, at the top of the hour. And so what closing thoughts, Russ, do you have to share with our listeners about gratitude?
It's an amazing, incredible thing, and hopefully people will be motivated as a result of hearing our discussion to start to be more grateful in their own life. I'm not saying they have to go out and write a book, but whatever an appropriate first step is for them, if that's stopping and thinking about what they're grateful for, or keeping a journal, or more than that, whatever works for them, but hopefully they're more grateful now than they were an hour ago.
Love it. Absolutely. You don't have to wait till Thanksgiving to express gratitude to those you love and to those you have yet to meet. And, you know, we have talked a lot about on Life Coach Radio Network about Brené Brown, and she has a beautiful quote that I would like to close with, and it's, "I don't have to chase extraordinary moments to find happiness. It's right in front of me if I am paying attention and practicing gratitude." So
oh,
I want to leave
gosh.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
Like
that's
that.
Amazing. That's a tweet, and gosh, I want to, like, hang it on my wall so I can look at that every day.
Beautiful. Well, I will post it on Facebook. I will post it on Life Coach Radio Network's Facebook page. And listeners, you can find us at lifecoachradionetworks.com. You can find me, Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on Facebook. I'm kind of sprinkled all out there. You can reach me at 505-412-1817. I delight in sharing my life with you and encouraging you to live your best life today and start living the legacy that you want to leave. Again, Russ, thank you. so much for being here. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and I look forward to hearing from each of you again 2 weeks from today.